Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we managed to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we do a quick double shot. First, a quick shout out to Tom Tangney. You might know his name. He's worked at Cairo Radio for 37 freaking years. He's a guy that's been working with Tom Curley over there.
Yeah.
John Curley, sorry. after 37 years at Cairo. All right, so one spot. He is moving on today. Believe it or not, was his last day. So everyone was giving him their well wishes. We wish you luck. Maybe you can get to a career now that pays. Now.
Hopefully you can enjoy retirement.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's why he worked there that long.
Go see some sunshine.
Yeah. But today we also toast 20-year-old Lucy Battle of Burnley, England. Now, like a lot of people, Lucy has some stuff she just doesn't want anymore. And in Lucy's case, she had a brown two-seater sofa that she wanted to get rid of. So she uploaded a picture of it and posted it on her local Facebook Marketplace page and just said, hey, man, it's for sale, and, quote, needed to go today. That's her quote. Well, Lucy was surprised that her rather ordinary sofa garnered hundreds of comments. Couldn't wrap her head around it. So finally she reviewed her post. Everything there was normal. Then she looked at the picture and realized people have made a mistake here. You see, the picture she posted, in addition to the sofa, also featured prominently her seven-month-old son, Oscar. So the indication was that seven-month-old Oscar was up for sales. Again, he was featured prominently in the photo. Lucy then clarified, hey, I meant the sofa, not the child, because all the inquiries were about the kid. Eventually, she did manage to sell the sofa because one person out of hundreds of comments was actually interested in the sofa. But otherwise, she could have gotten high dollar for Oscar.
Damn. Well, were people just like, hey, just so you know, your kid's in there? Or like, I'll buy a kid?
Everyone, and presumably they're being humorous, but everyone's like, I'll trade you my teenage daughter for the kid.
I'll buy
the kid. Does the kid play well with us? She just didn't know. So she just saw these posts like, the hell, how many people could possibly want a brown two-seater sofa? And then she realized, oh, damn. And she says, man, I put the wrong picture in. There was a picture that was just a sofa, hit the wrong one, uploaded it, and there you go. The good news is, seven-month-old Oscar, very popular there in England.
Jesus.
People will pay top dollar for that kid. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
Hey, don't let that be a damper, fellas. Damn. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steven Throw Hill, could you please have a run? How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
All right, Stefan, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes.
All right, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Oh, geez. My options. Let's go to The Wonderful World of Drugs.
All right, here is your story, international style. Canadian, American, and Australian law enforcement, they teamed up to hamper the international flow of narcotics after several kilograms of a drug were found encased in a painting. They say the multi-jurisdictional effort led to the arrest of an Australian man. But while conducting inspections in Canada, Canadian Border Services Agency officers discovered suspected drugs in a package that were destined for Western Australia. So they removed the narcotics and replaced them with a placebo before sending it back on its way to Australia. Well, upon entry to Australia, the Australian Federal Police, they had the package delivered basically to a home. And then a subsequent search warrant, they finally executed that, and the placebo drug package was found buried in that homeowner's garden. And all 4.1 kilograms of drugs were seized by police, and a 38-year-old man was arrested. He's facing charges of attempting to possess a commercial quantity of unlawfully imported border-controlled drugs, blah, blah, blah. Here's the question. What drugs did they discover in Canada, replaced with a placebo, and then send the placebo on its way to the guy in Australia? Was it cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth? So cocaine, fentanyl, oxys, or meth?
I'm going to guess it's cocaine.
Okay. Cocaine.
Ted, did you say what province it was found in first?
I don't know.
It's just in Canada.
Is that going to help you?
Well, yeah, frankly.
Because I don't know if the East Coast, West Coast, there's different drug flows, depending where it originated.
I just watched a whole show on Netflix, dramatic series. About the crime in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it was a pretty good show.
Oui, oui.
I'm going to go meth. Methamphetamines.
I think I like to party. I'm going to go cocaine.
Meth people like to party.
I know that. But, I mean, if you have your choice, if you're going to send one.
By the time I see them, they seem a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
They seem partied out.
They're ready to always party.
Cocaine. Yeah, I mean,
you guys ready to party?
That's right. All right, Steven. You want to go cocaine? Final answer.
Yes, final answer.
So, like, someone says, hey, man, it's got to be cocaine based on the fact that you read the substance weight in kilos. And I pointed out, hey, man, it's Canadian and Australian authorities. There's only two countries on Earth that don't use the metric system. We're one, and then some, like, small country in Africa. Yeah. So all of their weights are going to be
also,
in kilos.
Also, when you buy drugs in the United States, it's still a kilo of cocaine if you buy that much.
Right.
Correct.
That is definitely the case. That's what I've heard, anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, right, like, weed comes in pounds. Almost everything else comes in kilos.
And someone else points out, I would say that because it was replaced with a placebo, that'd be a drug that can be legal sometimes. So they're going OxyContin. Not bad. Now, Stephen, we asked you. You went with cocaine and agreed with Miles Montgomery. It was not cocaine. Ted, you went old school and went with meth.
Meth. Methamphetamines.
You are okay. Correct. Hooray for meth.
Told you, man. That show is referencing now. It's called Bad Blood.
So in that case, Ted, based on what you know, the little bit that you've seen of the Canadian drug culture, would you guess that's coming from, say, the east side or the west side of Canada? In other words, coming from BC or Ontario?
From what I can tell on that show, it seems like a bulk of it comes from Montreal and that port.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got mafia, you got motorcycle clubs.
Yeah, and that much meth that they're moving, man. So
yeah.
All right. So, yeah, probably the east coast of Canada.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Mr. Meyers. Trevor Noah.
Oh, Trevor's on there.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is 1:33. All these guys have teams of talented writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
With everybody decorating for the holidays, the FAA is warning people not to shine laser light displays into the sky. The pilots are actually fine with the lasers. It's the emotional support cats that go on board that go nuts.
what's his face? Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Everyone's starting to decorate for the holidays, so the FAA is warning people not to shine laser light displays into the sky. The pilots are actually fine with the lasers. It's the emotional support cats on board that go nuts. It's just like...
Pfizer and Moderna say they are working on vaccines for the... How do you say that new variant? Omicron?
Omicron.
All right. Pfizer and Moderna say they are already working on vaccine for Omicron variant, while Johnson & Johnson are just cheering them on.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're already working on vaccines for the Omicron variant, while Johnson & Johnson is cheering them on.
Dr. Oz, you know, the doctor from TV. Well, he's thinking about running for Senate in Pennsylvania and has a very good chance of running or winning because Republicans love guys from TV.
Ted Smith. Me, Ted Smith.
It is, but I wrote that before Mike brought anything up. We'll say that for the record. As soon as he brought it up, I was like, you SOB. Now when I tell my joke. That sounds like, I think he announced it days ago, Mike.
Sorry.
Canada right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup. It's a big deal, and you know who the biggest customer is? It's us. Canada makes 73% of the maple syrup in the world, and we buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig.
Kimmel. Yeah, Kimmel.
Yeah, it's Kimmel.
In Canada right now, there's a nationwide shortage of maple syrup. For real. And it's a big thing. You know who the biggest consumer of syrup is us. We buy 60% of Canadian syrup. They make 73% of syrup in the world. We buy 60% of it. It's like they opened a donut shop next to a Jenny Craig. They know we can't resist. And they...
A new study found that babies start to develop a sense of humor after 1 month, which is pretty obvious when your baby is like, what's the deal with naps? Why am I so tired? What am I so tired from? All I do is sleep.
Seth Meyers.
It's actually Fallon.
Hey, I saw that a new study said that babies start to develop a sense of humor after 1 month. It's pretty obvious when your baby's like, what's the deal with naps? What am I so tired from? All I did before this was sleep.
I will say, adults do it too, right? Everybody does it.
What's that?
Like if people are laughing, right? Like that's the thing you learn in radio, right? Like a lot of times if we're laughing about something, even though somebody listening might not exactly get the joke, we're laughing, people start laughing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a movie theater, people laugh. But it is funny, like babies, especially little babies, like they'll just start laughing at it. If everybody's laughing, they laugh. Yeah,
they laugh at the dumbest ass too, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, and they're not, right.
It's a fun time. It is a fun time. I mean, if you play peekaboo, that's you are the equivalent of Kevin Hart, right? I mean, like, you are that funny to them.
Sticking your tongue out.
Like, bro, I'm covering my eyes. This ain't funny.
Miles mentioned a new show with Kevin Hart. True story.
Is that what- This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.
all right.